One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
You ever walk into a place and just feel like you're not alone? I'm not talking about maybe someone's hiding behind the curtain kind of vibe. No, this is the kind of feeling that crawls up your spine and stays there. Welcome to the Grand Opera House in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, where it's not just the performers that steal the show. Some say the spirits here never got the memo that the curtain closed a long time ago. The lights may dim, but the whispers and shadows, they stick around for an encore. Built back in 1883, the Grand Opera House has seen its fair share of grandeur and drama, joy and heartbreak. But the most fascinating performances seem to be the ones that happen without an audience. Unless, of course, you count the spirits. You've got shadowy figures slipping through the balcony, objects moving when no one's looking, and strange drops in temperature that hit you out of nowhere. And that's just scratching the surface. Imagine sitting in an empty theater rehearsing your lines when suddenly you hear clapping. Not just any clapping, applause. The kind that makes you look around only to realize there's no one there. Some will say it's just an old building doing what old buildings do, creaky floors, drafts. Maybe some loose wiring making the lights flicker, but then you hear the stories. A woman backstage catching a glimpse of someone in period costume walking past her. Only for that figure to vanish before she can say a word. Actors swear they feel watched even when they're the only ones in the room. And then there's the laughter. Yeah, laughter. Not the fun, comforting kind either. This is the sound of children giggling from darkened stairwells. The weird part? No one ever sees them. They just hear those little voices echoing through the halls. Some say it's playful, others say it's downright chilling. The thing is, no records show any connection to children in this place's long history. So what are we hearing? Skeptics will tell you it's just imagination running wild. Maybe the brain is filling in the blanks, making sounds where there are none. But when you've stood on the stage of the Grand Opera House and heard applause from an audience that doesn't exist, it gets harder to chalk it all up to imagination. There's a kind of energy in that theater, a presence, something that clings to the walls, like a memory that refuses to fade. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, there's no denying that something strange lingers here. Some say it's the emotional residue of a place that's witnessed every kind of human experience. Others think it's something far more deliberate, a kind of spiritual encore that plays on an endless loop. Either way, the Grand Opera House remains a stage where the final act is still being written. And the spirits? They seem more than happy to keep the show going. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let me tell you more. The Grand Opera House didn't just open its doors to performers and audiences back in 1883. It opened them to something else, too. Nestled in the heart of Oshkosh, it was the crown jewel of entertainment, hosting everything from traveling theater troupes to vaudeville acts and concerts. It became a place where emotions ran high and dreams soared. But with every great performance comes an energy that lingers. Some say the spirits roaming these halls today were once part of the stories told on stage, while others wonder if something even older is at play. It didn't take long after the theater's opening for strange occurrences to be whispered among the staff and performers. Early reports tell of the sensation of being watched, especially when alone backstage or up in the balconies. A janitor claimed he felt someone standing behind him late one night, only to find nothing but cold air when he turned around. He never worked the night shift again. These stories spread, passed from one generation of performers to the next, growing like ivy creeping up the walls. One of the earliest reported encounters happened on stage during a rehearsal in the early 1900s. A lead actress was running through her lines when she saw a man in period clothing standing off stage watching her. She assumed he was part of the crew or another actor waiting for his scene, but when she finished her rehearsal and looked again, the man was gone. No one fitting his description worked in the theater, and no one else had seen him that day. She later described him as having a sad, distant look, like he was waiting for something that would never come. Over the decades, the stories multiplied. The balcony seemed to be a particular hotspot for activity. People reported seeing dark, shadowy figures peeking over the railing or moving between seats when no one else was around. Ushers avoided going up there alone, especially after one of them felt what she described as an icy hand brush against her arm. She swore it was not her imagination. Then there were the noises, the kind that made you question your sanity. Footsteps echoed across the empty stage late at night, followed by the sound of curtains rustling as if someone were about to step into the spotlight. Voices carried through the corridors, faint and fleeting, like a conversation happening just out of reach. Some performers said they heard their names whispered when no one was around, a sound so clear it stopped them in their tracks. The most unnerving part for many was the giggling, phantom laughter from children. No one knows why, but the sound always seemed to come from the stairwells leading to the dressing rooms. One actor was so disturbed by the laughter that he refused to go backstage alone after hearing it. And yet, no record exists of children being associated with the theater's history. It's as if they appeared from nowhere, leaving nothing behind but their eerie chuckles. The cold spots were another mystery. You'd be walking through the theater on a summer day when suddenly you'd step into a pocket of air so cold it could make your breath fog. It didn't matter how high the thermostat was cranked. These cold zones were immovable, lasting for minutes at a time before disappearing just as quickly as they came. Some believe all these encounters are simply the result of overactive imaginations. Old buildings creak, drafts sneak through the cracks, and the human brain, especially in places known to be haunted, has a way of conjuring things that aren't there. Psychologists refer to it as the power of suggestion. If you expect to see a ghost, your mind might just provide you with one. But not everyone is convinced it's all in their heads. Paranormal investigators have spent nights in the Grand Opera House setting up cameras, motion detectors, and audio recorders. Some have captured strange orbs of light floating through the air, and others recorded unexplained whispers on their devices. One investigator swore he saw a figure sitting in the balcony during an overnight investigation. When he shined his flashlight toward the seat, the figure vanished before his eyes. He described the experience as chilling, like looking into a memory that didn't want to be seen. The theater has undergone renovations over the years, but no amount of fresh paint or polished wood has made the spirits any less active. If anything, the disturbances seem to intensify whenever the building undergoes changes. Contractors reported hearing voices when no one else was around, and tools mysteriously disappeared, only to reappear in strange places days later. One worker even claimed to see a woman in an old-fashioned dress standing on the stage one evening. She stared at him for a moment, then faded away into the shadows. It's not just the staff or paranormal enthusiasts who've experienced these things. Some audience members, unaware of the building's haunted reputation, have reported seeing figures moving through the aisles or feeling sudden chills during performances. Others said they sensed a presence near them, like someone was sitting in the next seat, even when it was empty. As more stories emerge, the question remains, are these encounters just echoes of the past, residual energy left behind by years of performance and passion? Or is there something intelligent lurking within the walls of the Grand Opera House, something that's aware of us just as we're aware of it? Whatever the answer may be, one thing is certain. At the Grand Opera House, the show never really ends. The stories coming from the Grand Opera House only seem to get stranger the deeper you go. It's as if the building itself has a personality, one that shifts from mischievous to menacing depending on the night. Some encounters are lighthearted, almost playful, like a gentle nudge from the other side. Others, though, leave people questioning whether they ever want to set foot in the place again. The spirits here aren't shy about making their presence known, and one of the most unsettling stories involves a longtime employee who managed the stage crew. He was known for being level-headed, not the kind of guy to spook easily. But one night, while locking up after a show, he heard footsteps crossing the stage behind him. Thinking it was one of his crew, he turned around ready to tell them to hurry up. What he saw instead was a shadow, a tall figure standing in the center of the stage, perfectly still. The employee stood frozen, and before he could speak, the figure simply dissolved into thin air. He left in such a rush that he forgot to lock the doors. The next day, he refused to work alone at night ever again. Then there was the infamous disappearing prop incident. During a local theater production, a key piece of the set, a large ornate chair, went missing hours before curtain call. The cast and crew searched the entire building, thinking it had been moved by mistake. No one could find it. The director was on the verge of a meltdown when, moments before the performance, the chair reappeared exactly where it had been originally placed. No one claimed responsibility for moving it. To this day, the crew insists that the chair simply vanished and reappeared of its own accord. The playful side of the spirit seems to be most active backstage, where performers often leave out-of-place objects in odd locations, only to find them missing moments later. It's become something of an inside joke among the actors. If something goes missing, they say, the ghosts wanted it more. But not all the experiences are harmless pranks. One actress reported an encounter that left her shaken for days. She was in one of the dressing rooms preparing for her performance when she felt a cold breeze sweep through the room. Before she could react, the lights flickered. She saw a reflection in the mirror, an unfamiliar woman standing just behind her, dressed in an old-fashioned gown. The woman's face was pale, with dark, hollow eyes. The actress spun around, but no one was there. She swore the encounter wasn't a trick of the light and refused to use that dressing room again for the remainder of the production. The spirits also seem to have a particular fondness for the balcony. Paranormal investigators have recorded some of their most compelling evidence up there. One investigator captured what he described as intelligent responses during an EVP session. When asked, "Is anyone here with us?" a faint, disembodied voice replied, "I never left." Another investigation team claimed they heard the distinct sound of footsteps moving toward them, only to find no one around when they turned on their flashlights. The balcony isn't the only place where the spirits make their presence known, though. One visitor to the Opera House attending a matinee performance reported feeling an intense chill run down her spine midway through the show. She looked to her left and saw a woman sitting quietly in the next seat, dressed in what appeared to be Victorian clothing. The visitor thought it was part of the show, a costumed usher, perhaps. But when she glanced back a moment later, the seat was empty. Over the years, stories like these have created a reputation that attracts both curious visitors and seasoned ghost hunters. But with every new encounter comes the same question. What is it about the Grand Opera House that makes it such a magnet for the paranormal? Some believe the theater's long history of emotion, both on and off the stage, has left an indelible mark on the building. The theory of residual energy suggests that powerful emotions can imprint on a space, replaying like a tape loop. In a place like the Grand Opera House, where passion and drama have filled the air for more than a century, it's easy to imagine why such energy might linger. Others believe the spirits are more than just echoes of the past. The interactive nature of some of the encounters, such as objects moving on their own or voices responding to questions, suggests the possibility of intelligent hauntings. Could the spirits be former performers reluctant to leave the spotlight, or perhaps audience members who enjoyed the theater so much in life that they chose to stay in death? Not all the encounters are easy to explain, and that's part of what makes the Grand Opera House so fascinating. Is it the creaks and groans of an old building amplified by the imagination? Or is there something more? Those who have experienced the unexplained here will tell you one thing. Whatever is going on at the Grand Opera House, it isn't just in their heads. Whether it's the result of creaky floors, drafts, or overactive imaginations, one thing is certain. Those who experience something strange at the Grand Opera House don't leave unchanged. Some walk away amused, chalking it up to theater folklore and atmospheric quirks. Others leave with a gnawing feeling that what they encountered wasn't just a product of their own minds. And then there are those who never return, shaken by an experience they can't explain. Either way, this old theater has a way of leaving its mark. Psychologists would tell you that most of these encounters can be explained by the power of suggestion. If you step into a place you believe is haunted, your brain is primed to interpret ordinary events like a breeze or a distant creak as something supernatural. Environmental factors can also play tricks on the senses. Faulty wiring might make the lights flicker. Old pipes could be responsible for the eerie noises, and temperature fluctuations can create those unsettling cold spots. In a space as old and storied as the Grand Opera House, it's easy for the imagination to fill in the blanks. But then again, not every story fits neatly into a rational box. The disembodied applause heard by actors rehearsing on an empty stage, the shadowy figures that move across the balcony when no one is there, the childlike giggles from stairwells where no children have ever been. These are the kinds of experiences that make even skeptics pause for a moment, wondering if there might be more to the story than logic can explain. Some paranormal investigators believe that places like the Grand Opera House are magnets for residual energy, an imprint left behind by the intense emotions that filled the space over the years. The highs and lows of countless performances, the energy of applause and disappointment, joy and heartbreak, all of it might linger in the very walls, playing back like a recording. Others think the spirits here are intelligent, aware of the people who pass through, still basking in the atmosphere of a place they once loved. And maybe that's the most fitting explanation of all. The Grand Opera House has always been a place for performances, a space where stories come to life. Who's to say that some of those stories didn't leave a bit of themselves behind? Whether they're residual echoes of the past or spirits still waiting for their final curtain call, one thing is clear. The show at the Grand Opera House never really ends. So the next time you find yourself sitting in that darkened theater, waiting for the lights to dim and the show to begin, take a moment to look around. Listen closely. You might just hear the faint rustle of movement in the balcony or feel a chill that lingers just a bit too long. Maybe it's nothing, or maybe the spirits of the Grand Opera House are simply waiting for their next audience. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to hit subscribe wherever you're tuning in and dig into our archive for more stories just like this one. Until next time, who knows what's lurking behind the curtain?
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.